David, the symbols of crop formations. My take is there's a message here. They're trying to tell us something. Has anybody ever been able to decipher what they mean?
Well, we were starting to get into that in the last section. In 2009, there were a series of circles which started to give, actually, that's not just 2009, it's also 2008, where they give specific dates and they use a variety of astronomical methods to target certain dates, which would often include like solar eclipses, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The messages are pretty broad. They cover a lot of different stuff. Now, I do have a free video people can watch on the internet. It's called 2012 Event Horizon. And you can either Google that or go to my YouTube channel, which is DavidWilcox333 at the YouTube site. Just do the slash after YouTube.com and then DavidWilcox333. I get into this in like the third and fourth sections of the video. The consistent message actually does seem to be talking about, among other things, DNA change and soul evolution. In addition to, as I was saying, last year we had a whole series of them describing the potential downfall of the New World Order, which would certainly, in my opinion, be a good thing. Some of them don't think it's a good thing, and it's gotten very nasty. You know, the war is getting more intense. I do not think this thing with Senator Ted Stevens was an accident. You know, this plane just so happens to crash with all these high-profile people in it. And over the weekend, 2 days earlier, you had Matt Simmons, who was...
Died of his heart attack?
Yeah. Just so happens to die of a heart attack. See, these are the kind of things that are maneuvering behind the scenes, in my opinion, because if you look at all the insider data, and this includes a lot of firsthand testimony I'm getting, everything is kind of reaching a critical mass. There are plans that these guys feel they need to implement within the next 6 to 12 months. And if they can't get it done within the next 6 to 12 months, they realize that they've basically run out of time. And they don't really have the money to continue to do what they've been doing. They're basically running on fumes. And the rest of the world is allied against them now. Specifically, there's an alliance of BRIC or Brazil, Russia, India, China. Then there's a similar alliance, which is actually different, which is Brazil, Russia, Argentina, China, or BRAC. And both of these organizations represent a South American alliance as well as much of Asia and, of course, Russia, all kind of combining their forces together in a very interesting way. So it's easy for people to get overwhelmed and think that this is like something that can't be defeated and that nobody's really doing anything, but there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and there's a lot of work being made to change this. And one of the things, again, that the crop circles keep mentioning, going all the way back to the 1990s, early 1990s, is genetic change. They keep showing you DNA, and they show you DNA that appears to be changing.
Are they warning us?
Well, you could say that they are alerting us. I think warning is a rather strong term, but insofar as we ultimately are responsible for how smoothly we go through this transitional process. If you get back to the founding fathers, they called themselves perfectibalists. And I believe that they inherited an ancient tradition that told them that they were going to be moving into a state in our own history where they would literally attain sort of a quantum leap in their own spiritual evolution and even necessarily physical evolution, where you literally take on some sort of light body. And whether that refers to something that is literally luminous or whether it refers to something that is more of a metaphor, this does also seem to be why this other group decided to call themselves Illuminati. That ultimately it does go back to the fact that they inherited this teaching where they would attain this light body type of state after a certain point. And it seems that all the legends are very consistent in the idea that there is this cycle in the earth, which I'm sure you've heard about ad nauseum on this show, the so-called precession of the equinoxes, this 25,000-year slow counter-rotating wobble in the earth's axis. Now, a wobble in the Earth's axis doesn't look very interesting. On the surface, you just say, well, what's the point? Why were so many different ancient mythologies interested in this? My colleague Graham Hancock flagged the work of Giorgio de Santayana and Hertha von Deschenes, who are these two heavy-duty historians who put together a work called Hamlet's Mill, where they do a massive cross-collaboration of all kinds of myths from around the world and show that all of them are talking about this wobble in the Earth's axis. Well, again, what's the big deal? Well, first of all, you can divide it down into 12 sub-cycles, which are called ages of the zodiac. And of course, we're now in the age of Pisces, moving into the age of Aquarius. And those ages of the zodiac apparently are not just arbitrary measurements. I wrote a whole elaborate analysis of how Roman history in the age of Aries maps in with astonishing complementarity to American historical events beginning in 1896 and throughout the 20th century. This includes World War I, World War II, Vietnam. Even the Watergate scandal has a very similar scandal that occurred in Rome with Scipio Africanus, where he also was tried for treason and basically ended up resigning and going back to his home rather than facing trial. So that gets into a whole very interesting discussion in terms of the idea that this great year, as the ancients called it, is not merely a wobble in the Earth's axis. It has much more interesting effects than that, including effects on our consciousness, which could be significant enough to cause this sort of window in time from one age of the zodiac to another where similar influences bleed through and have similar effects on the people. So by extrapolation, if you then look at all these different ancient prophecies, they all speak about a so-called coming golden age. But one of the very interesting things that I found was a scholarly work by H.C. Baldry called Who Invented the Golden Age? And in a way, I'm kind of spoiling the punchline of my book here, but that's okay because there's a lot of really great data in there.
You'll be back before then.
But this is what really blew me away, because when I did this research, I found out that the two words that are used for golden age are Saeclas, S-A-E-C-L-A-S, and Aetas, A-E-T-A-S. Well, it turns out that to call it a golden age is actually a mistranslation that was only introduced by the Romans, and that prior to that point, these words had a different meaning that did not mean age. The original meaning, and get a load of this, I mean, I couldn't believe it when I heard this. The original meaning is golden race, not golden age. So the actual prophecies, as soon as you go farther back in time than Rome, was talking about a coming golden race. Now, again, you can start to see how wackos like the Nazis could misinterpret this as if only a small group applied to this prophecy, just like fundamentalists say, well, my own band of followers is going to make it, everybody else is dirt.